Hi, my name is Trey Adams. I studied abroad in Hirakata, Japan at Kansai Gaida University for the spring semester of 2023. Today I'll be sharing a story about how I got lost on my bike returning to my dorm in Hirakata from Osaka. So Hirakata is a city relatively outside of Osaka. It's around a 38-minute train ride and an hour and 30-minute bike ride. The route I took on my bike to Osaka was scenic. I started midway through the day and wanted to see the rural side between the two cities. Once I got to Osaka, I enjoyed my time trying different local foods and sightseeing. The picture I posted with this audio is actually one I took in the heart of Osaka on this day. I thought it was a very nice picture. The sky was gray and just started to fade to dark as night was approaching. It was after this picture that I realized that the sun was setting, and I only had 15% on my phone. And I'd still not wandered through the streets of Shibuya, which is a very common and popular street to go in Osaka. At this point, I decided to make explore Shibuya until nightfall and figure out my ride back or leave now and possibly never get to experience the street life by myself. So I chose to drain my phone battery, translating street names and restaurants to make my way towards Shibuya. Once I wrapped up my time at Shibuya, it was around 7:45 and pretty dark. And I had now 5% on my phone. I still had the hour and 30-minute bike ride back. The bike path was pretty simple. It's to follow a nearby river north. You should make your way back to Hirakata. And I made my way an hour and 20 minutes into the bike ride. I'm in around the outskirts of Hirakata before my phone died. Once entering the city, my sense of direction became as tangled as the city streets. I had taken one too many turns, confident in my navigational abilities, only to realize that I was utterly lost. Panic began to set as I glanced around and the neon signs and unfamiliar kanji characters blurred before my eyes. The only commonality I saw were the people finishing the day, returning home for work, or going out to let off steam. Luckily, Kansai Gaidai and Yui Campus were well known among the locals as a large college destination for both foreigners and Japanese college students. Out of sheer desperation, I began to approach strangers to ask them for help, despite my limited Japanese. Thankfully, I remembered cardinal directions from my Japanese 1 class, and while I was truly lost in their explanation on the way back, with each person I stopped, I picked up a cardinal direction to pursue until I found someone else, each time shortening my distance from Yui. I am thankful to the Hirakata locals, as they took time out of their day, out of their night, to get through my butchered Japanese pronunciation to help a lost foreigner. Once I made it back, sitting in my dorm, out of breath from panic and relief, I reflected on the day's adventure. I realized that my blunder was not merely an act of stupidity, but a challenge I subconsciously recognized and accepted. Knowing that my phone battery was low, I still sought out to continue sightseeing and knew that I could make it back to my dorm safely on my own. My limited Japanese had been enough to bridge the gap between myself and a stranger, reminding me of the beauty of human connection as I recalled their eyes light up when they understood my destination and were eager to help. Let it be known that amidst unfamiliarity, there will always be kind souls willing and eager to lend a helping hand.